Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So Kawhi Leonard allegedly is contemplating going to this mini camp for USA Basketball. Is that a good or a bad idea? Popovich is leading the camp.
I was just going to say, doesn't Popovich run that whole thing?
They must not be at each other. You know, there must not be any truth to that he's mad at him. They're mad at his people. I don't think he's mad at him. He's just, I don't think Popovich likes Kawhi Leonard's family and people that run his career. I think Kawhi Leonard personally is a fairly passive guy. You don't see him doing anything. You can barely get him to do an interview. He's just so quiet and reserved. Is he not? Am I crazy?
No.
I definitely don't think he's, my guess is he doesn't have a problem with him. That they get along great, just fine. It's just that in the business of the deal, the business between those two parties, those entities, is not going well. You know what it reminds me of? Le'Veon Bell. They can't please this guy, right? I mean, at the end of the day, how do you turn down that much money? He's got a supermax in San Antonio with more money than God, and he doesn't want it? Seriously, like, he must not want to play there.
Guess he doesn't like the Riverwalk.
I don't think it's because of Popovich. Do you really think that he drives him that crazy that he can't handle and he wants some other coach to slack off on him and not coach him? Because I think a lot of guys in the NBA actually want to avoid coaching. I believe a lot of them think they don't need it. We don't need someone to tell us how to play ball at this level. But I think that Popovich knows that they do. And I think that probably drives some of his players crazy, that they know that when you play for him, you get coached.
I don't think it's Bob. I think it's the whole overall, everything put together. I think there was some truth to that whole thing that maybe the Spurs' time is kind of like fading here and it's done. You know, Popovich is only going to coach another couple years. The Duncan, Parker, Ginobili Spurs are done. What else does he have there with him? What else has he got? Everybody knows the deal now. You got to get with two other superstars and make it happen. He sees what's happening around the league. That's probably why he wants out, more than playing for
5 years, $221 million. And you know what's funny is that all these other teams, Boston, Philly, the Lakers, they never did deals. They never offered anything. Like the Blazers even, they didn't offer Lillard or McCollum. The Sixers didn't offer Embiid, Simmons, or Fultz. The Celtics didn't include Tatum, Brown, Kyrie, Hayward, or Horford. I mean, no one's offering him anything.
Because the deal is you want him to add to what you already have. Why give up a big piece and bring him in? Then you're in the same spot you were in.
That's right.
Plus, you know, the whole talk about he's going to be free agent. He's going to go where he wants to go. All his talk is that he's not going to guarantee that he's going to be signed with
him. So isn't it like Le'Veon Bell in some capacity or another? Doesn't matter what they give him. He just doesn't want it. It doesn't matter what they offer him. I can see where Bell didn't like their offer. We also heard overnight that offer was not true.
The agent said that today.
The agent said that was all BS, that number of 5 years and $70 million.
And the agent also said what we said last night 1,000 times. It's about the guaranteed money. That's what this is all about.
There you go.
And he said it clear as day. You know this history with the Pittsburgh Steelers. They don't give it out.
Right.
It's that simple.
So he's leaving.
And sure then, seems that way.
So you feel he's leaving San Antonio no matter what?
Kawhi, yes.
Where do you think he's playing?
No idea.
Where do you think he's playing?
It's so hard to figure out because every report seems to contradict the other one. You hear about how, he wants to go somewhere. He wants to go to L.A. Then it's, he doesn't want to go to L.A. now because LeBron's there. Oh, he'll go to the Clippers. Oh, but he doesn't want to go there because he's going to compete with LeBron. It's like he doesn't want to play with good players. He doesn't want to play in the same market.
What
as good
about
players.
Toronto?
Yeah, I guess that's the best fit for him. It's kind of out of the way. You know, you're not the main media market or one of the
they're not going to
spotlighted basketball franchises.
They're not going to trade I don't think DeRozan for him.
No, I think
really
it's going to be Lowry, if any of them.
Dex, who do you think he's going to? Kawhi Leonard.
I think Philly makes a lot of sense, but for whatever reason, it's not.
Because they're unwilling to give up any players, and the ones that they're willing to give up all don't matter. They really don't. What are they going to give them? Covington and J.J. Redick? I mean, Saric?
Covington, Saric, maybe a future first.
Those are the only players available, which I would do that deal if I were the Sixers. I would trade Saric a draft pick and J.J. Redick and Covington for him tomorrow. I would do that deal to have him play with Fultz, Simmons, and Embiid.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.